When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
We get back to the Davante Adams Raiders saga in just one moment, but welcome to the show, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. I got a question for you, Pearl, because I know you've been locked in to these baseball playoffs, and the question I have is about the Houston Astros. So the Houston Astros get bounced yesterday by the Detroit Tigers. The Tigers are the feel-good story. The Astros got off to a bad start this season, rebounded to make the playoffs with a little help from a collapse by the Mariners, and they get unceremoniously swept away from the wild card round. But why I was thinking about the Astros this week is not because of what happened in the playoffs. It's actually what happened with Pete Rose. So Pete Rose passed away earlier this week, and we talked a lot about whether the treatment of Pete Rose by the Hall of Fame was fair or unfair, whether they held too much of a grudge against Pete Rose, and should they have let bygones be bygones and inducted him into the Hall of Fame. My question for you about the Astros is this. For Jose Altuve, who is a future Hall of Famer by what he's done on the baseball diamond, the fact that the Astros had this cheating scandal, which was the garbage can banging, the sign stealing, but so much more than that, do you think that when it's Hall of Fame time for Altuve, you can even put Carlos Beltran in here, what do you think happens when it comes to Jose Altuve, the Astros cheating scandal, and the Hall of Fame?
Nothing. I would bet anyone here he goes in. Well, I don't know if he's first ballot on merit alone. He's definitely getting in. This is a team cheating scandal, and usually the Hall of Fame doesn't hold against. Like, look at the Patriots with Spygate and Deflategate. Brady's getting in first ballot. Belichick's getting in first ballot whenever. Gronk is definitely in first ballot. Nobody cares about that. Although Gronk wasn't there for Spygate, obviously. But I generally say the cheating scandals are different. It's different than PEDs. I don't think anyone holds this against Altuve because it was a team. It wasn't him.
Right, but not all these guys are actually going to get into the Hall of Fame, right? Like, he's the one, I would say the biggest one, and Beltran too, but he's the biggest one where you can look and say he won his MVP in that season. Mm-hmm. And he definitely benefited from it. Now, you guys even think that he was wearing some kind of buzzer. I've never thought that. This has been one of our big show debates. I never thought he was wearing a buzzer. But the idea is he definitely benefited. And even though it was the team as a whole, baseball's a very individual sport. We know this. And if Altuve was benefiting from a sign-stealing scandal, one that involved technology, one that involved, multiple people getting suspended. And the only reason the players didn't get suspended is because Rob Manfred gave them immunity because he wanted the whole truth and nothing but the truth. And he didn't think he'd get it if the players were all trying to cover their own butts. So it's cheating. Isn't cheating cheating? All these other cheaters have been held out.
Well, because they took steroids. Their numbers are inflated because of steroids. And it's just a different dynamic. For example, Tom Brady's been in two gigantic cheating scandals, Spygate and Deflategate. Do you think that anyone will take either of those into account when it's voting for him? He'll get 100% of the vote.
Yeah, but the Pro Football Hall of Fame and the Baseball Hall of Fame are very different because the Pro Football Hall of Fame, it doesn't appear, holds any kind of character or steroids or any of that stuff is not going to go into whether or not these guys make the Hall of Fame. We know baseball is very punitive in that way. At least the voters have been to this point. Where the football voters, I think, are going under slightly different criteria. The cheating in baseball has been so paramount. And it isn't that, the gambling is kind of cheating the game, I guess. The shoeless Joe Jackson, throwing a World Series. Like, these kinds of things got so got punished for life with
gambling
no induction.
That's a cardinal sin in baseball because they need the integrity of the game. I don't think that the garbage can thing raises to that level. The other thing, too, about this and Altuve, other teams have been caught sign stealing, too. So are you going to, if you said you're going to keep Altuve, the 18 Red Sox, I think they were the iPhone thing. So
The Apple Watch.
Yeah, you could say, you could definitely say other teams did this, too. Are you going to keep them out of the Hall of Fame? I don't know who was on that 18 team. I think it was Mookie, right? But I think that Altuve's team would say, hey, listen, if you're going to go down this road, a lot of other teams have cheated in different ways as well.
Right, but the difference was, a slight difference, there was a memo that got sent to Major League Baseball teams after the Apple Watch thing. And the memo said, knock it off. And before, so it's a little like steroids. Like steroids was actually not prohibitively banned, and then they were. And so for guys who came along after that was written into the rules, obviously are dealt with differently than the guys before, maybe not. But the difference between that Apple Watch scandal and what the Astros did is it was specifically written into the rules. You cannot use technology. It had been sort of a gray area before. Then because of replay and all our advanced technology, they actually had to write it into the rules, and they sent a memo to all the clubs. You can't use this to try to steal signs. And the Astros did it anyway. So that's kind of the major tipping point, I think, between the 18 Red Sox. I think the Yankees got involved in that too. And then what happened with the Astros?
Wait, I'm sorry, I don't understand. So when did the memo come out?
I believe the memo came out before the season when the Astros started the garbage can banging.
Right, right.
I think I'm right on that.
So the Red Sox are just as guilty as the Astros because the Red Sox were 18 and the Astros were 17.
I feel like I got to check the timing
there
because the Astros definitely got in more trouble because they had already been told knock it off. All of baseball.
Yeah, I really think that I think that generally voters are not going to even like parse it at all. I think that they're going to get all the individuals off. I just generally think that's also, I think a lot of voters, and we see it in the numbers, are getting more lax about even steroids. So if that trend is going on, this is probably not viewed as dire a cheating situation as taking PEDs and hitting 73 homers in a season. I just think voters are getting more relaxed about the ethical stuff. So I think Altuve would be fine.
I'll tell you what, though, we're talking about whether or not, in light of Pete Rose passing away this week and the idea about, you know, who gets into the Hall of Fame and who gets left out of the Hall of Fame, sort of getting another fresh look. We're watching the Astros, who just got swept out of the wild card round against the Tigers. And what do you do with Jose Altuve or anyone on that team who may be headed towards the Hall of Fame, Carlos Beltran, what have you? And how does this cheating scandal impact their Hall of Fame candidacy? I think it's pretty interesting because you're talking about the attitudes towards, oh, they're changing. I think people in baseball were epically ticked off about this. Epically ticked off. I think there was an idea, especially the players, the fact that none of the Astros players got in trouble for it left a really bad taste in everybody's mouth. You had guys who never say a word publicly, like Aaron Judge, coming out and being very forceful about how disrespectful this was to the game. And it wasn't a everyone's doing it thing. It wasn't a everyone sign stealing. It was they had this very specific like scheme. And it was working, because if it hadn't been working, they wouldn't have been doing it. Lots of people lost their jobs over this, just none of the players.
Yeah, I totally understand what you're saying. I feel like they won another World Series. The heat feels way down on that to me. And it's going to be even worse in 10 years because people, I don't know how long Altuve is going to play, but in 10 years, do you really think it's going to feel that fresh to the voters? I don't think so.
I mean, I think it's a huge part of the Astros. I know, yes, they won another World Series after, which is fantastic for them, but I do think it's not the first line of the Astros, you know, of their success, but it's definitely up there without a doubt. And I think that there are people in baseball who are keeping it alive. I know the Yankees are keeping it alive. I think the Dodgers are still really ticked off about this happening and the people who felt like they were on the wrong end of it, because you'll hear a lot of baseball players will tell you, it's more of an advantage to know what pitch is coming, whether it's off speed or whether it's fastball. That's more of an advantage than even being on steroids.
Yeah, first of all, the voters are media, right, for baseball.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Who said the thing about Altuve, future Hall of Famer? Was it the announcer or the color guy?
It was on the broadcast yesterday.
Yeah, yeah. I think that doesn't sound like if I'd heard that, it wouldn't have even caught my attention. Like, yeah, of course, he's a former MVP. There's no doubt in my mind he's getting in. I think he'll get in easily too. I just don't think people are going to view this the same way. Steroids feels like such an individualistic thing. The fact that this is a team thing, I think, gives him a major pass.
EJ, what do you think?
I feel like, honestly, it's a weird situation. I feel like if the Astros had more Hall of Fame level players, this actually might be a bigger issue. I think the fact that basically in order to make adjudication on this cheating scandal with the Astros, you're just judging Jose Altuve as one guy. Because Alec Bregman's not going to the Hall of Fame. Beltran, yes, he was there, but he was a non-player essentially. He was almost like a player coach for the Astros. So, I mean, if you're going to hold that against him, I don't think anybody will. You're talking more about his Royals and Mets days, if you're talking about Hall of Fame. So you look at that roster, Justin Verlander wasn't there. Like, the guys that...
Yeah, Verlander has nothing to do with it.
Right. So the guys who you would even be considering for the Hall of Fame, they weren't there at the time when this happened, or they weren't players for them. So I think it's going to be hard for a lot of voters to say, a team thing happened, so therefore we're going to bang Altuve. Should they? Maybe they should. I think that you make fair points, Maggie, about, like, cheating is cheating. And I think this is worse than steroids, because with steroids, to some degree, it still takes a level of skill and brains to still make plays out there. If you know what pitch is coming, like, it kind of takes a lot of the skill and a lot of the brains out of what happens on the baseball field. So, in many ways, this was really bad, so I get it.
Yeah.
I just don't think you're going to just judge Altuve. He's the only guy. And say, well, you're the guy that we're going to punish. Well, I don't see that happening. That's the only thing.
To be fair, I know Carlos Beltran was this was literally the very end of his playing career, but he also got painted as, like, the mastermind behind it.
Oh, yeah.
So,
I'll tell you one thing about Altuve. He's pretty lovable. I mean, even with this, like, he's not just your average player. He's an incredible story. He's 5'5", and he's, like, a slugger. Does that help him, Altuve's image? Like, if you took this out of Altuve's resume, he is a great MLB story.
He's a first ballot Hall of Famer, and he still may be if he takes out of story. But, like, I think that's a good point, too, because we talk about David Ortiz. He had the infamous, did he actually fail a steroid test?
The Mitchell Report,
He's in the Mitchell Report. He says that was not true, but he's there. And I think because of his lovable personality, I think because of his, media gravitas and the image he has, I think that's why a lot of people had no problem putting him in. So I think with Altuve, as time moves on, he's definitely a guy I can see having a post-career as an announcer or something like that. He's a very colorful guy. Like, could he absolutely be a guy who we look back and say, oh, that's that lovable little guy. Like, we're really going to take him out of the Hall of Fame. Like, I think it's going to be a double standard.
EJ, we're talking about should Jose Altuve, in light of Pete Rose passing away, kind of got us thinking about the Hall of Fame and what do you do with people who break the rules. And, Jose Altuve and the Astros definitely cheated. So now what happens with their Hall of Fame candidacy? I think fans hate that. I think fans hate when it's a who was nice to the media game. I think that bothers them. And, as members of the media, I think it bothers us too, right? I mean, I don't have a vote, but there's been plenty of players, very good players, who've been gigantic jerks to us. I can't imagine me keeping them from a place that's rightfully theirs just for that. But
it happens all the time.
It happens all the time. Yeah. I think fans hate it because it's like you're retelling, you're holding a personal grudge then, and it's being held over what we saw on the field.
Yeah, and there's certain guys who are popular, and they get in because of that.
Right, so Altuve shouldn't get in because he's a good hang. Like, because he's like,
But I don't think it's just because he's a nice guy. I mean, I just think it's crazy how short that guy is and have that much power. It's insane when we think about it. Every time I still see him play, and I'm amazed at how good he is for his height. I mean, I think that's a thing. I'm sorry. It's just, I think voters are humans. It's not all about the end. And his analytics are great, too. But I'm trying to find...
He won an MVP in a season you knew he was cheating.
Yeah, I know.
That doesn't mean anything to you guys because he's a good story?
Yeah, definitely not. I'm putting him first ballot. Also, I think the younger voters are not going to care. They're not even going to care about steroids. I think all the steroid guys get in eventually, too.
Okay, but see, the steroid guys, I can understand a little bit more because it was a, were you doing it, were you not doing it, right? There's, unless you have a failed test, which Bonds never failed a test, A-Rod admitted it, but there are a lot of guys who never failed a test. The there are other people who are getting in the Hall of Fame off the backs of guys who did steroids, which I think bothers people. You know, the Bobby Coxes and guys like that who get into the Hall of Fame as managers, and Tony La Russa's, even though they're definitely managing guys who are on steroids. So I think there feels like a hypocritical part of that. With this, you knew that Major League Baseball said this was a wide-ranging scandal, right? They said that it was pervasive, that guys were doing it. The guys themselves admitted that they've done it. So what's actually the difference?
I think there's one big difference, and I think there's one issue with why this is not going to be an issue for Altuve and anybody who else on the Astros will make it in. Major League Baseball made a massive mistake not punishing those guys when this thing happened.
Sure.
Had Altuve had a year-long suspension, had Altuve had some kind of massive fine or something like that, that's where I think you could say, all right, now the chips are on the table. Like, he was punished by Major League Baseball. Like, he missed a season or he missed X amount of games because of cheating, just like we have these questions about these guys since the steroid era has kind of commenced. And we have now testing. We have guys getting popped. And say, all right, like, it's going to be tough for a guy like Fernando Tatis to get in the Hall of Fame if he's a Hall of Fame player because he got popped for steroids. I think that baseball, in some ways, screwed themselves with this.
Okay, you're absolutely right. But can I just give you a hypothetical here? So what if I told you that baseball went to Barry Bonds and said, we know you cheated, we know you took steroids, but if you tell us everyone else in the clubhouse who did steroids, we'll be fine with it. We'll let you in. All you got to do is just rat out everyone else from Balco or whatever, and then we're going to give you a pass. Like, that's essentially what they were trying to avoid, right? They wanted to give the players immunity so that they would actually hear the truth. If one guy went rogue, wasn't Mike Fiers, I think, was the guy who started this whole thing, right? And who tipped people off. But if you gave immunity to somebody, but you knew they were cheating just so they turned on everyone else, that would be fine. Like, if Jose Altuve, say he got in trouble and he dimed out everyone else in the locker room, now it's okay in the clubhouse. Now it's fine because he would have come clean.
Yeah.
Or he would have served his punishment or whatever.
Yeah, he's just so cute, too. By the way, Carlos Correa, Hall of Fame, maybe? He's younger than you think. He's still got a lot more years left.
That guy feels like he's on the decline. I know he's young, but he is not playing well.
I just looked at his numbers. He was on fire this year. Career high OPS.
First year in Minnesota was not great.
And by the way, Yordan Alvarez was not on that team, right? He feels like he's been around a while too. Okay, I see you on the phone lines. Many theories, Maggie, on who was playing adult music in the men's bathroom here in our headquarters. You can weigh in on that. Of course, you can weigh in. Do you think Jose Altuve and the other Astros should be dinged for the Hall of Fame? 855-212-4227. Maggie says, at least consider it. I say, let that cute little guy in. We want to hear from you. Maggie and Perloff Show. All right, football fans. Season is heating up, and Prize Picks is the best place to get real money sports action while watching football. With over 10 million members and billions of dollars in award winnings, Prize Picks has made daily fantasy sports accessible to all. App is simple to use. Pick two or more players across any sport. Pick more or less on their projection, and you could win up to 100 times your money.
Perloff, I don't even want to ask how your Prize Picks went last night because mine went awesome. Baseball and football baseball specifically last night has been so good to me on Prize Picks. And one of the reasons I love it is because of that flex pay you're talking about. So you can cash out even if one of your picks doesn't hit. So I'm watching things go sideways between the Brewers and the Mets. And I'm like, cash me out of here. Download the Prize Picks app today. Use the code MNP for Maggie and Perloff and get $50 credit instantly when you play $5. That's code MANDP, MNP, on Prize Picks to get a $50 credit instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It is guaranteed. Prize Picks, run your game. You must be present in certain states where it is lawful to wager. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details.
Welcome back to Maggie and Perloff. We don't know if this song was playing in the bathroom. We have an issue where people are playing weird things on the Alexa in our bathroom. Andrew Bogus, of course, caught this yesterday. Bogus, why don't you give us some headlines?
Sure, why not, Pearl? Let us begin with my worlds colliding. Football and Chapel Roan. Why is this happening? Because Rashee Rice's mom is accused of stealing a package from her neighbor's front door this past Sunday after the Chiefs played the Chargers. Marsha Kearney is wearing a Mama Rice Chiefs jersey in the doorbell camera footage. You can see her snooping past the door. Then she goes back towards her place, which is when you seem to hear her dragging the box with her foot out of camera sight. Then she picks it up and goes back to her apartment. Now, in the package is two limited edition Chapel Roan vinyls, which is the correct way to listen to Feminine Omenom. Now, TMZ says the victim here tried to work things out through the apartment building. That didn't work, so a police report was filed yesterday.
Wow.
Whoa.
I watched the video 20 times. Did she know the camera is there?
It certainly seems like she does.
And there's a little kid running around there, too, wearing Chiefs gear as well. This is all bad. And also, obviously, a bigger picture, Rashee Rice is still dealing with fallout from the car incident. This is not a good look.
Wait a minute. So you're telling me, Stephen A. Voice, you're telling me that there would be somebody who would think it's a good idea to steal something while they're basically wearing a name tag?
Yeah.
Hi, it's me. I'm the thief. And so she just took the package from her neighbors and it's a Chapel Roan vinyl. Like, why is Rashee Rice's mom even pretending to be a fan of Chapel Roan here?
She couldn't have known what was in there.
Right. It's in a brown, you know, normal cardboard box. So she was just taking it, hoping it was something good. Maybe she's happy, maybe she's not.
It's an apartment building too, so it's not like a porch.
Right.
That was idiotic.
Oh, that's awful. She has to be totally held accountable for this. By the way, I've lived in an apartment building where we had a major issue with people stealing each other's packages. There is a special place you know where for someone who takes a package that's not their own.
Wait, what? Are you sure it wasn't someone coming off the street and stealing the packages? It was your neighbors?
We don't know.
It could have been anybody who got into your lobby.
Could have been, but they also thought it was somebody in the building who was just taking it upon themselves to play Santa Claus and take everybody reverse Santa Claus instead of leaving gifts, taking gifts, and then deciding what they wanted to keep.
We had suspicions of the assistant to the assistant superintendent in my building. That the guy who would distribute the packages from the front door, he would keep some things for himself.
By the way, we have a special guest coming up shortly who can weigh in on this, but there's no packages are coming this year with that Dock strike. Have you guys been following this Bogus Charters on? We're not getting any packages, Maggie. There's going to be no packages to steal.
I know. Well, Bogus tried to warn us to get all of our Christmas shopping done basically on a random Tuesday in September, and it turns out you were right.
And you may need to start hoarding toilet paper and stuff again too, apparently. We had a lot of problems. There is actual football news as well. NFL Network says Devontae Adams' preference is a reunion with Aaron Rodgers with the Jets, but New York is not the only destination he would go to. Adams has apparently not yet demanded he be traded to a specific place just yet.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in, service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And it's already week 5, a game tonight, the Falcons hosting the Buccaneers. The Padres are done with the Braves, completing their sweep last night, 5-4 in San Diego. Rookie center fielder Jackson Merrill's second postseason game included a 2-run triple, and now a date with the Dodgers in the DS.
It's going to be unreal. I know it. I know it's going to be loud. It's going to be energetic. You know, we're going to play our game. We're going to play our Padres baseball. We're going to go at them, so... You know, I just want our guys to be ready and trust in each other.
Game 1's in L.A. on Saturday. The Phillies are still waiting for their opponent. The Brewers extending their season with a 5-3 win over the Mets. Milwaukee scoring 3 times in the 8th off homers from Jackson Churio and Garrett Mitchell. Game 3 in Milwaukee starting at 6:08 Central today. And Inter Miami clinched the MLS regular season title with last night's 3-2 win over the Columbus Crew. Messi scoring twice. Pearl, back to you.
All right. Everyone wants to weigh in on this Alexa incident. Andrew Bogus was in the bathroom yesterday. There was adult film music playing. We have many suspects. And we have a guest coming up. I can't wait to hear his theory on this. But let's go to Clinton, Texas, who wants to share his theory on the bathroom Alexa. Clint, what do you think?
So y'all don't realize how sneaky this can get. My son had an Alexa and he registered it under my name, living in a different state. We realized we were getting his weather notifications, so I told his Alexa to play VeggieTales. I sent him a laughing emoji, and then he calls me about 10 minutes later and says his fiance was home alone and started playing VeggieTales and freaked her out. She thought a scary clown is fixing to come out from under the bed.
Yes.
Wow. Clint, so you're saying this could have come from anywhere. It didn't have to be somebody in proximity to the Alexa.
Right, if you have multiple Alexas in the building and they're all registered the same, this could have been someone in the women's restroom telling the men's restroom to play whatever.
Or someone home. If someone was off for the day thinking that they were in the privacy of their own man cave.
Or do you think I was possibly the victim of...
That was so sexist, Maggie. How do you know seriously. It's a man cave? Sorry, Bogus, what were you saying?
Do you think I was being, like, pranked? Like, do you think there's a camera somewhere watching my reaction to this? Could that be it?
I hope there are not cameras in the bathroom. That would be a little...
Well, this was in the, sink part of the bathroom, so...
Yeah, even that.
The engineer's name and who it's registered under and find out if this is his personal playlist.
I don't want to do that because we need the engineers on our side. They're important people around here.
Or they're all setting us up.
Thank you.
Clint. Yeah, by the way, if it is the engineers, then I'm cool with that. And by the way, I'm generally cool with this. Is anyone upset about this? I don't think it's not like Jose Altuve cheating scandal. Like somebody playing porn music in the bathroom, I can live with that.
Wait, hold on 1 second. Can we just gloss over the fact of what an all-time prank this is, that this guy started playing VeggieTales and a fiance was home alone thinking that all of a sudden she's about to get, like, that some intruder was in the house? That's an all-time prank.
It wasn't a prank though, right?
Well, he was pranking him. He sent him a laughing emoji. He just didn't realize it would scare the bejesus out of the fiance.
Oh, I thought he was just playing VeggieTales. Anyway, that's pretty cool. Wait, what is VeggieTales? Sorry.
It's a cartoon.
Right, so why would VeggieTales scare his fiance? I think he was just...
Just because anything started playing in the house.
Yeah.
Without you... If something automatically turns on, that's just beyond freakish. No? Yeah. Something started playing in another room?
I hear you. I don't think that was a prank. I think he was generally playing VeggieTales.
No. Why would he miss something?
Why would he put on scary music? Clint was saying that was a prank.
No, I think he was trying to put on annoying music, because what 20-something would want to hear a VeggieTales kids music? Mm. And it just happened to work out that it freaked out his fiance because she was home alone.
Got it.
We need a new segment. We explain what just happened to Prolo.
Well, they should do like Jason Killer music. That would be a good prank. Like if all of a sudden you hear it's, apparently you could get whatever you want on Alexa. All right. We have an expert coming on next, Maggie. Somebody who is going to explain all of this to everybody. I have a feeling that our next guest will explain exactly what happened, because he's been in plenty of strange bathrooms while he's touring around the country. We'll do that next. Maggie and Perloff Show.
Welcome back. Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff, a mystery for the ages going on around our radio station right now. The mystery uncovered by Andrew Bogish. The mystery is someone asked the Alexa bathroom. There's an Alexa in the men's bathroom and the women's bathroom, but specifically the men's bathroom. Someone asked Alexa to play some dirty music. And I'm not talking about music with bad words in it. We're talking about the soundtrack to an adult movie was playing in the men's bathroom in the middle of the day on a Wednesday. So now we have to get to the bottom of that. And it just so happens that one of our absolute favorite people is in New York right now on tour. One of our favorite comedians, Malik B, is here with us. It's the second time he's now been in the studio. Malik, thanks so much for being with us. Congratulations on everything that's happened since we last saw you. But help us with this conundrum. Who are the suspects, in your opinion, on who was playing the dirty music?
I already have my eye on my man right here. He knows. I talked to him. I thought it was you. I'm not gonna lie to you. I thought it was you, older guy.
Yeah, Malik said I was. Yeah, like the old school. Yeah,
because it's
film.
Like, what is porn music?
Yeah.
Yes, upbeat. It's like Cinemax. You watch it with the remote on your lap, just in case someone walks in. Like I don't like that. You know, and the fact that older guys know Alexa plays porn music.
I did not know there was an Alexa in the bathroom. I thought it was a radio.
Okay.
And second,
that's how old he is.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. Secondly, I thought it was an over-the-air radio. Secondly, I didn't know you could get adult film music on Alexa. I thought Alexa had, like, guards. You can't all of a sudden put anything you want on Alexa.
How horny you got to be to play porn music? To play porn music, like the upbeat, it's the upbeat.
Yeah, you have your phone right there.
Exactly. And you're going on Alexa and it's old school porn. I don't know, man. Who are you watching? Jada Fire, Michelle Tucker, all the,
so
the
I
OGs?
Assume, I assume you youngs just watch clips. You don't get to enjoy a two-hour film like Boogie Nights.
No, not
where,
at all. No,
where Burt Reynolds is producing and bragging about the plot line.
No, of course not. I mean, we're going to Halle Berry and Monster Ball. Never mind, but listen. I'm just saying, the new school, we're on OnlyFans, and only music they play on there is the TV, like SportsCenter. Stuff in the background, a hotel room. But but I'm watching. I got a couple of suspects.
I wonder if you're an athlete and you just happen to, like, your clip on SportsCenter happens to be playing behind an OnlyFans, but say it's like a weird one, you know? It's like, here, this is not like, it's for fetishes or something like that. Are you proud of that, Malik? Like, hell, can you, is that a flex? Is
no,
that a brag?
No, it's not a flex, especially if you had a horrible game. Let's say, for instance, if you want to just go home and relax, you're like, oh, okay, let me go on OnlyFans. And then you see her doing her thing, but in the background, you hear like a sports commentator just talking how trash your game was that day. He's like, you know what, let me just go and click out this video. Let me get my life together. That would not be happy at all.
It's like Doug Peterson on the hot seat. And here are two furries who are getting it on in a hotel room in Midtown.
If you're going to pick a soundtrack for the bathroom, knowing there's an Alexa and you can use the bathroom afterwards, what would you play? I don't even know. I had no idea we had choices.
Wait, you talking about like porn or just regular music?
No, regular. What's the music?
Like? Oh, in this studio, I'm definitely playing Oasis. I'm playing playing Wonder. Get some Wonderfall going, you know, get some Wonder. And then I'm gonna switch you up. Then I'm hitting you with Jada Kiss. Knock yourself out.
Yeah, yeah. Because
we don't know what's going on. Then I'm gonna flip it back to Beyonce, Halo. You know, it's just.
How long are you in there?
How long am I in here?
We should hire a DJ for the bathroom.
That's what I was getting to. Yeah, Maggie. Thank you. A DJ bathroom.
That's amazing.
Yes, because you don't know what kind of music you're going to do. Like, you know, I don't know about you, but I go to the restroom with my phone. I think if you're...
If you're a human, you do. Everybody does.
Who the hell goes to the restroom without their phone on? On them. Ugh, what kind of psycho? But anyways.
Well, no, did you? Malik B is joining us, so the comedian. You got to check him out on social media, Instagram, TikTok. He's all over. Check him out. His tour is happening now. He's in New York City. He's based out of L.A., though, originally from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. So you have the whole country covered. Mm-hmm. Did you? I know you're a massive sports fan, which is you know, one of the reasons why we all became friends, but... Did you see when Woj retired, Adrian Wojnarowski, the big newsbreaker, you know, Woj bombs, all that. Mm-hmm. One of the things that his friend Adam Schefter said is that poor Woj, Woj couldn't even go to the bathroom without having his phone on him. Mm. You know, this is one of the reasons, Malik, that he had to hang it up. He had to get his life back so he could pee in peace.
Yo, that is, well, hey, man, you pee in peace is great, but that's like old school. You can't pee in peace. You gotta have some kind of ruckus, you know what I mean? Like your phone alert. Like my phone blows up. My phone blows up, and that's the best time where I check up news. In the bathroom, you check your news, you check your text, you check everything. That's your, like, as a man, that's where I go where I'm, like, drowning out the noise.
Right, right. Nothing, that's your, like, office.
Yes, yeah, my,
like,
office.
Like the Fonz.
Yes, yeah, thank you. And I'm cleaning whatever is down in my stomach out, and also I'm cleaning my mind mentally.
Yeah, yeah.
Think about that.
Are you, like, a long shower? Do you write jokes in the shower?
You know,
some, like, creatives, like, take 40-minute showers. They're more relaxed.
No, I sing in the shower.
Okay.
I sing. That's my concert. I'm not about to disrespect. Because I have the face of an R&B singer. I just don't have the voice.
Ah.
But in the shower, my God, I sound like Usher.
Well, maybe you could serenade the bathroom later. Apparently.
Acoustics
in the bathroom. I'm watching you. I promise you. I know it's you.
So, Malik, you said that you just finished taping your special for Kevin Hart.
Yes.
So it's done. Now you have to edit it, right?
Done. Yeah, it's done. It's coming out later this year or early next year. Shout out to everyone who came to support me. It was in Vegas. LOL Heartbeat Weekend. And I talked to Kev, and it's great.
Is it just one show, or did you tape multiple shows?
No, just one show. My 30-minute special comes out. It was one shot. I didn't have to do any retakes, and I thought it was amazing. And Kevin gave me my praises, and I felt like that's when someone of that stature just put your arm around you. It was like, yo, you know what? You're here. And that felt like that was my breakthrough moment.
So I think you'll be with me, because you have to in this case.
Yeah.
I think the Kevin Hart LeBron commercials are hysterical, and I think it's because I'm an old person. Mm-hmm. But the one where he makes fun of how old LeBron is, and he says, "What are you gonna do when you score a touchdown? Hand out butterscotches?"
wait, hold on.
Oh, it's the greatest commercial.
Wait, I didn't see that one.
Oh, he does FanDuel commercials with LeBron, and he's just making fun. LeBron's like, "Well, you know, I can still play football." And Kevin Hart goes, "Wait, they want somebody who can run a 40, not who is 40." And he goes, "What are you going to do when you score a touchdown? Hand out butterscotches?"
That's funny. And yeah, I'm pretty sure that's all ad-lib, by the way. That's how funny he is.
Oh, yeah. But I think I find it weird. Kevin Hart's so short and LeBron's so tall. Have you ever seen those guys together?
I'm Kevin is short.
Yes.
I met him in person. I was like, "Oh, you know, I was like, I didn't know he was that short, but I saw LeBron in person. LeBron is my size sitting down. Seriously.
You're not short at all.
I'm not short at all.
Yeah.
I saw him at a restaurant and I peeked through, like, as a, you know, a great, you know, I worship the king. And I see him sitting down having dinner and I just peek my head in. And you know, like, how you kind of like just, I'm just going to walk by, do my cool
walk. Yeah.
And he's not going to recognize me. I was going over, I was like, if I say something, I was rehearsing on what should I say. You know, like, yeah, hello. You're like, "Hi, Brian." Nah. I was like, "What up, Brian?" Nah, I was practicing. You know, just in case.
Yeah.
And you know what I said? "Hi," and kept walking. I don't even know if he heard me. I was practicing. You know that? I'm like, I'm going to say, "Hey, what up, Bron? Keep doing your thing." Or, "Hi, Bron. Hey, Bron, you killing it." And I walked out. I was like, "Hi." And I was like, "Oh, my God. I hope he didn't hear me." He was like, "Who is this weirdo? Like, the same height as me sitting down, just talking about hi. He was having dinner."
That's you crazy. Performed with big crowds. You couldn't
That's the king.
Muster.
That's the king.
That's different.
That's the king. Come on,
Malik
man.
B is with us in studio, with Perloff in studio. I'm in the closet, New Jersey today, but I have the same thing happen to me. I saw a member of the New York Yankees on the street, Malik, and I was like, I got to say something. And I said, "Hey, great season." And as I walked by, I was like, "Oh, he was hurt the whole season. What did I do? It's a great season. You had a knee injury the whole season. I'm an idiot. Malik B, you can check him out on social media, on Instagram. Hilarious. On TikTok, he's got millions of followers and now doing his tour. He's in New York, obviously just shot the special in Vegas. I cannot wait to hear that. You're a massive Laker fan.
Yes.
And I want to get your thoughts, of course, you know, your LeBron story, amazing. A couple things. Number one, it looks like they are very much scripting out the moment when LeBron and Bronny are going to take the court together. Like, 100 emails may have been sent about this, Malik. Are you excited about this, or does it all feel a little too rehearsed?
It's like the WWE. It's like the WWE. You know, it's storyline.
Like, but right, it's the real NBA. You can't have storylines.
I know, but if you're not gonna, if we don't have championship aspiration right now,
the Lakers.
Well, no, we don't. Think about it. I love LeBron, but I'm saying get him off my team because you can't. I love LeBron. You know, we talked about this last time. He's like this stepdad that you don't like, but you're like, I gotta accept him. You know, I love him. I love LeBron, but on my team, I know. Like, are we gonna win with someone who's a 40-year-old superstar? The head. Be honest. Like, I looked at the media day and I saw Austin Reeves. I saw D'Angelo Russell. I saw Hachimura. I saw AD and LeBron. And I say, yeah, that's a play-in team.
Yeah, I mean, but you take LeBron off, you're the Wizards. I mean, you'll be bad. You're going to be okay. You'll be a playoff team.
Be okay. Maybe. Maybe. Everyone in the West is getting better. Maybe.
You have Bronny.
Okay.
You're trying to make him feel better.
I can't wait. I'm gonna be at the game. Hopefully, when they just on the court together. Hopefully, we blow out someone like the Pistons. And they're like, Bronny, come in, and he subs in. And man, I'm taking pictures. I'm all for it. Bring your son to work day. Oh, I can't wait. I'm gonna tweet about it. I'm gonna be so proud. But when I go home, and I'm like, yeah, we're trash.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you a question. If you had a choice, LeBron Sr. throws an alley-oop to Bronny, or Bronny throws the alley-oop to LeBron?
Ooh.
If you're, you know, the coach, if you're J.J. Redick, what would you try to draw up? Like, how's this? What's the ideal situation where this could really be a moment?
Oh, okay. So I can see Bron up top. Bron Sr., pick and roll high. Bronny sets the screen, right? So you got to watch AD. We have AD on the baseline three, just in case. Hopefully he's hitting by this season. And we have, who else do I have in there? I have Russell on the side just to spread the floor. And Hachimura. So we have three-point shooters.
Yeah.
And I see Bronny setting a pick. That little, but his screen got to be strong. You know, it can't be a weak screen and he just fade off. So it's a strong, solid screen. And I see LeBron and every just taking off. They think he about to dunk. So two defenders come over, and he just throws the alley-oop behind his head, and Bron goes up, and he misses the dunk.
This is so perfect.
You know how much we would all love that and play it on repeat. Malik B is here with us, joining the show. Just shot a new special in Las Vegas. Can't wait to see that. Check him out on social media, Malik B on Instagram and on TikTok as well. I was a little worried for you. Now, you're putting no expectations on this season, but I was a little worried about the Lakers when I saw this news story come out. Not because it happened, but because the public learned about it, which is apparently people close to J.J. Redick advised him not to take the job. That's not something you want to hear going into the season. Malik, even if it happened, like, you don't have people in your life saying, oh, don't do this, don't do that, and then it comes out. You need to keep that kind of stuff under wraps, right?
Yes, 1,000%. But shout out to his family and his friends who leaked that, because I wouldn't have took the job either.
JJ,
nah.
Just because of the LeBron thing?
Nah, yeah, it's a LeBron thing. How are you an 8th grade high school basketball coach and you go graduate to the head of the Los Angeles Lakers? Yeah, think about that.
It could be hard.
It's going to be hard. It's LeBron's team. Just you know. But I have high hopes and faith in J.J. Redick. I really believe.
Do you really? Or?
No, I'm just saying that because I'm trying.
By
to
way, the play you just designed is probably better than anything they ran last year.
Man,
so I want to say that.
Come on, thank you. And I'm so glad that Darvin Ham and Prince are in Milwaukee. They can go ahead and do their thing.
Yeah.
But, man, I saw movement. I saw a clip where J.J. had him moving and running. I was like, wow. This is going to last for like 3 games, and we're going to go back to the ISO LeBron and stand in the corner.
We had a former producer who hated the J.J. Redick LeBron James podcast, where they do a podcast and they drink 2 bottles of red wine.
It's boring.
He hated it. He found it so, I don't know, either bougie or just so full of themselves. So he's rooting against us. Do you sense any of that vibe, just where people think, J.J. Redick thinks he's smarter than everyone?
I don't know.
Duke thing?
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of like, I play ball. You don't know. I know the players.
Yeah.
It's that thing. I'm hoping for the best. I mean, at this point, we're at the bottom. We can only go up from here.
All right, what about baseball? Dodgers.
Let's talk about it.
It's an L.A. town.
Yep.
But I got to tell you, Malik, you seemed a little bit nervous.
I am nervous. We have absolutely no pitching.
Yeah.
We have hitters. We have no pitching. And my pops and I, we argue about this all the time. Mm-hmm. He said, we can hit. But, the game in the playoffs slows down. It's all about pitching. And how strong is your pitching game? I think that we always had hitters, but in the right big games, we don't know how to hit the ball.
Yeah,
and I hate that. But it's a great season. We're killing it. But I think like the Padres keep, they have our number. I'm not feeling confident, so I'm skeptical.
So how do you think I should approach? I'm a Phillies fan. There's some Mets fans around here.
I see.
What did you tell me to do if the Phillies lose to the Mets? I don't know if I can show my face.
Yeah. Well, I got a couch for you in L.A.
Yeah. Just come out to the West Coast.
Yeah. Just go ahead and get some of that L.A. weather, the sand, get the beach. Go stay at the water, reflect. Just marvel outside, just knowing that the Mets, beat your team.
Yeah, Malik, you can take the man out of Philly, but you can't take Philly out of the man. You know this because you work so closely with Kevin Hart. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter where he could be in the world. He's always going to be Philly. And I'm curious, because you're such a big sports fan, do you have to... if you're talking to Kevin and you know he's a big everything Philadelphia mm-hmm. fan, Eagles, Phillies, the whole field, do you have to like go along with what he's saying? Like, no, I think the Phillies are great, when you're actually a Dodger fan and you don't want any part of the Phillies being good. Do you have to like navigate that world?
Yes, you do. I'm like, okay, cool, Phillies. But then you kind of like slowly, like, the Phillies. If Kevin for this special, I told him I was a Phillies fan. Started leaking out like, he likes the Dodgers. He likes the Lakers and the Chargers. Yeah, you got to slowly like, man, hey, bro, look, we got it this year. But you never tell him. You never tell him. You just say, we got it this year. And you know he's a Philly fan. Philly, like, we do got it. But you always, Dodgers, L.A., you just think about it. It's just, it's called Hollywood talk. Everybody knows okay. It's Hollywood talk.
Yeah, but sports is sacred. Like, there's one thing about Hollywood talk, but he's going to know. Wouldn't he respect it if you came out and said, I hate Philly teams?
Well, Philly, y'all passion behind sports is a little different.
Yeah.
If I told Kevin Hart to his face, like, hey, man, I hate the Philadelphia Eagles. He'd be like, okay, cool. Let's burn it special. Like, that's kind of like how passionate y'all are. Yeah. Y'all can't take, okay, this is business. Like, no, it's not business. My sports is everything.
Yeah. Yeah. We'd be like, whatever happened to Malik B?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know.
The special is coming out on Peacock.
He's DJing in the bathroom right now.
He's DJing the Odyssey bathroom. Boy, did things really take a left turn for that guy.
Playing Meek Mill.
Right. Just to get back in the good graces.
Just to get good graces.
Okay, so you also have split allegiances here because you are, born in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. You also have lived in L.A. basically since you were in middle school. Mm. USC played LSU. How did that go for you?
Man, that was, I felt like I won it either way. Like, every time they score a touchdown, I'm like, you know what I mean? I'm so fake when it comes to college. Let's just be honest. I'm so fake. I'd never step foot on LSU campus.
All right, Malik, we're hitting a break. Next LA team to win a title.
LA team? Dodgers.
All right, congratulations on the tour. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you so
much. This is awesome.
Thank y'all.
Yeah, next time you're on the East Coast, definitely come in.
Always.
Maybe it'll be a Dodgers-Philly series we can fight over.
Oh, that's hilarious.
The bathroom is about 20 yards away. Can't wait to see what you find out there.
Oh, my God.
We'll be right back. Thank you so much. Maggie and Berloff Show.